Mac McGuire and his Harmony Rangers.
Hi, neighbor, what do you know and what do you say? Hi, neighbor, chase all those worries away.
Here's an informal invitation to start the morning with music and a laugh or two, and a serenade featuring that versatile musical combination, Mac McGuire and his Harmony Rangers.
Feeling good again today, right now, since you met the band. Here's your singing MC. That's Genial Mac McGuire.
And may we say a great big hello to all the nice people around the country. Oh, this is one of those days, isn't it, huh? Everybody's feeling ambitious and frisky as a bunch of young pups. Well, boys, you know, we've played this one as an instrumental several times. Mrs. Ruth Metz out in Fort Hall, Idaho, wants us to sing it for Private First Class George Marshall Jr., who's over in Japan these days, and for Wayne Metz, who just had a birthday the other day. A little bit of Down Yonder. Come on, boys, let's go.
Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my mammy land. You're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my mammy land. You're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for, waiting down yonder for, waiting down yonder for me.
That reminds me of that record we made of the cakewalk that time. It was the same type of tune, wasn't it? Huh? I like that. That was a lot of fun. Hey, Dottie, honey, it's your turn to sing.
I'll be with you in a second, Mac.
What?
What's the matter?
Put down those comic sections and come on over here now. You're due for a song. All she ever does is read comics.
Aw, I can't even have any fun around here. I can't help it, Mac. Hey, speaking about the comics, I have a song that was introduced by Jimmy Durante.
No.
And you know what it's called?
I'm afraid to ask.
I love to read the funny.
Well, she's the one who knows.
Early every Sunday morning to the door I go. Even though I might be yawning, I could not be slow. Out upon the porch I rush to get the morning papers, then pick out an easy chair and lay the funny capers. I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around. No matter if I'm feeling blue, it's just a cure for me, for I could sit and laugh at them until eternity. There's so much to be read that I just take them all to bed. The things they do, I'm telling you, they nearly knock you dead. I love to read the funnies. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around. I love the funnies. Can hardly wait till Sunday comes around. Oh, I'm so anxious. Can hardly wait till Sunday comes around.
Stop your laundry!
Stop the music! Stop the music! I'm mortified. Everybody tries to get into the act. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around.
Get out. Only one trouble. Her nose is a little small for the part. Outside that, she did very nicely, I thought.
That's really my baby.
Boy, she was really in there. Wait till Jimmy hears that one. Well, friends and neighbors, if you have a favorite song, we'd sure love to have you drop us a card or a letter. Just address it to Mac McGuire at Box 957 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we'll do it for you. That's Box 957, Philadelphia. Brother, let's do a little horn piping, huh?
Oh, I brought my little fiddle along, so it'll be a pleasure, Mac.
Mm. For everybody but the listeners.
You're just jealous of my artistry.
I know a pussycat up in North Wales makes better music on the back fence than midnight.
Well, let's have a little music there, son. Go ahead and take off. Thank you. Like an old-fashioned hoedown, I always say. It was really mighty fine, too. Hey, Doc, how's your art course coming along, huh?
Not bad. Larry and I took up the art course together by mail. You know, we're both artists now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a pair of drawers, huh?
No. I'll ignore that. I'll ignore that. Mac, I painted a picture the other day that was really realistic. It was a picture of a decayed apple.
Yeah, it was sure realistic. It was rotten.
Doc, you've been mousetrapped again. I can see that right now. One, two, one for Betty out in Ferguson, Kentucky. And, fellas, I want to do this one especially for Mrs. Frank Hired of Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Her son, Private First Class Frank Hired Jr., is over in Germany these days. And this is a song he liked most when he was home, so we're going to do it for him. La Vie en Rose.
This magic spell you cast, this is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every day words seem to turn into love song. La Vie en Rose.
If I must say so myself.
You haven't done that in a long time. I had to think real hard, though, to remember the words. Dottie was standing by to prompt me in case I forgot anything. She was looking more worried than I was.
You mean with that hammer?
Was that what that was for? I thought maybe she figured I'd get a bang out of that. Well, anyway, Neil, I got a special here from Mrs. Ed Bird down in Sulphur Springs, Texas. She flew in asking for Remember Me, I'm the One Who Loves You. She's a very loyal listener of ours, too.
Is it all right if I try playing Cupid, Mac?
On you, that costume would look slightly silly, too.
Well, I didn't mean it quite that way. You see, there's a guy named Lieutenant Lee Donaldson who wrote us from Lander, Wyoming, that he was on his way to Korea. But the gal he wanted to see in Wyoming is on her way to Oregon when he came calling, so he wants her to write him pronto. This is the song he wanted us to sing her to.
Okay, Cupid, take over.
When you're all alone and blue, no one to tell your troubles to, remember me, I'm the one who loves you. When the world has turned you down, and a true friend can't be found, remember me, I'm the one who loves you. And through all kinds of weather, you'll find I'll never change. In sunshine or in shadow, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me,
I'm the one who loves you. And through all kinds of weather, you find I'll never change. In sunshine or in shadow, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you.
You know, I should have dedicated that La Vie en Rose a little while ago to a boy who was over in Frankfurt, Germany, Corporal Rene Michaud. And he's with the 322nd Signal Battalion over there. We'd like to say hello to him. Just sign one who remembers. What do you know about that? These folks listen to us up in Augusta, Maine.
That must have been the fellow that sent us the package that made that funny ticking noise.
Hey, well, you know, we got quite a bang out of that. Yes, yeah. Sure. I thought we'd really blow up, though. We saw it was inside. Well, anyhow. Hey, the other day, a little gal named Dorothy Laub, who listens to us all the time, had a birthday, but we got the request kind of late from Philadelphia, so we're going to say congratulations and happy birthday to her. And Private First Class Richard Mydock, who's at the Landsberg Air Force Base over in Germany, we'd like to say hello to. Yes, sir. And got a lot of requests here. In fact, we just did Too Young on the show yesterday, so I hope he was listening. Well, now, let me see. How about a little instrumental this time, fellas, like Love is a Song of the Stars, fellas, like to play that one for another boy who's over in Korea right now. His name is Private First Class Jimmy Johnston. We just did Tennessee Waltz the other day, and his mom down in Conway, South Carolina, wanted us to play that for him. Next time we do it, we'll dedicate it to him again.
Right.
Mr. Bland.
Uh-huh.
Your services are called for on this one.
Yes.
Betty Lou writes us from Huntington, Utah, that she wants to hear Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Oh, that makes 9,000 times, don't it?
Something like that. Well, let's go ahead and do it anyway.
Has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
You sing it one,
down to the bar room. And he fell in a heap on the floor.
the very last words McGuire uttered,
"That wasn't me.
I'll never get drunk anymore."
I'm a teetotaler.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
Larry, I'm going to turn this one over to you. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Her hands were calloused and wrinkled and old. Her life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I know some youngsters in an orphan's home who'd think they owned heaven if she were their own. They'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Bless her old heart, do you think she'd complain? The ones who forget her, she loves just the same. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Well, here's another tune that we've just sort of been saving for now. It's hymn time, and from our own collection of favorite hymns, a little bit of sentiment, "The Light That Never Fails." There's a lighthouse on a rock, standing on that sea of life, and its beams light up the night since time began. Yes, that light withstands the shock of the ocean storm and strife. It's his guide and always comforts every man. The ship wrecked at sea without any sail steers by the light that never fails. No power of darkness ever prevail, or the light that never fades. Well, I hope all of our friends out there that like the hymns, Mrs. William McGarry, we'd like to dedicate that one to particularly. She just had a birthday the other day, and I hope it was a very happy one. Hey, here's another tune we've been saving, too. Alex Sandback out in Minnesota. Just to play Waltz Trees for Miss... Mrs. Victor Pavolone. Just had a birthday not long ago. So this is the day that Bill planned to fill that request. The Lucas de Bailey's, please, if you don't mind.